Think about what it means when a country simultaneously refuses to negotiate, issues demands it knows won't be met, and releases footage of its new leader to prove he's still alive. That is the situation with Iran this Sunday, August 9th, 2026, and it is the thread that runs through virtually every major story we're covering today. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intelligix.
And I'm Sarah Chen. The Iran story alone would fill an entire episode. The Strait of Hormuz still closed, the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve at a 43-year low, the Pentagon scrambling to replenish weapon stockpiles, a shadow fleet tanker sinking off Oman and spreading oil into the Arabian Sea. But there is so much more happening simultaneously that we need to get through. So let's give you a full map of today's episode.
We'll open with the Iran crisis in depth, the diplomatic breakdown, Foreign Minister Araghchi's statement that talks with Washington are off the table while the interim deal is being violated, and the extraordinary sweeping demands Tehran issued this week, including lifting a naval blockade, ending all sanctions, and paying war reparations. We'll also look at the Vance Rubio rift inside the White House that's paralyzing U.S. strategy 5 months into this conflict.
From there, we move into the wider geopolitical picture. The Houthi drone strike claimed against a Saudi Aramco refinery, Zelensky's condemnation of Russian strikes that he says originated from Serbian territory, Elon Musk's refusal to let Ukraine use Starlink for strikes inside Russia, and the U.S.-China confrontation over Scarborough Shoal, where Beijing is now calling its territorial grab a nature reserve.
On the domestic political front, the Senate passed a spending bill 90-6, sidestepping Trump's most contentious demands. Todd Blanche confirmed as Attorney General, Democrats already drawing up impeachment probe plans if they retake the House, and a remarkable story about how a Trump golf club manager ended up running the National Mall's reflecting pool renovation. Badly.
In the technology and AI space, we have a lot to unpack. OpenAI's Black Hat presentation triggered what's now being called an AI agent security crisis after the Hugging Face hack disclosure. 15 state attorneys general have demanded answers. Chrome and Edge are now quietly downloading 20 gigabytes of AI models to your hard drive. OpenAI acquired presentation startup, next slide, and we'll look at the data center permitting freeze spreading across Ohio and Wisconsin, where communities are saying enough is enough on water and power consumption.
The markets are interesting right now. S&P futures sitting at 7,779, up nearly 0.6%. Berkshire Hathaway doubling its profit with $4.5 billion in buybacks. ETF inflows surging. We'll examine whether the record rally is pricing in risks it should be worrying about more.
Then science and space. NASA's preparing jets and high-altitude balloons for Tuesday's total solar eclipse. And separately, Wednesday's path of totality crosses Western Europe, where a heat wave is creating ideal viewing, but also a 9.7 gigawatt gap in their power grid. Clemson and BMW unveiled a solar electric vehicle that actually generates surplus energy each day. And two studies found that vegan diets reshape gene expression within weeks.
And we close out the content with some culture and sport, the collapse of Grand Slam track, Michael Johnson's disputed $500,000 reimbursement claim, AI becoming what industry insiders are now calling a kiss of death in entertainment, and the fan-made Red Dead Redemption remaster that's making Rockstar very uncomfortable.
Plus our curriculum corner today on how antitrust law actually works, relevant given the Paramount Warner deal, and our What If We're Wrong segment on the Iran conflict's assumed trajectory. Let's get into it.